Hello and welcome to She and Her Matcha, the podcast where we will be diving deeper into feminine topics in the most casual way, as if you would be having a matcha date together.
Hello, beautiful woman. Here we are again for a new episode. I hope you are doing well, and I'm sorry that I didn't put it live in the morning at 5 a.m. But yesterday we had a family party, and it took way longer than I expected. So I was planning on recording it in the evening, but then the evening I was just like, okay, the only thing I need right now is literally my bed. So it's a little bit later, but it's still here. And today I would like to dive deeper into a diversity of topics, but the main topic is the fact that the sun is coming out. So basically, summer is around the corner, and I think everyone can feel that. I feel like now we've really entered a phase that we tend to feel. We really, like, first it was like a little introduction of spring is almost there, but then we still had like some colder days and some rainy days, and I mean, we still have them, but now the light of the sun is really, really entering our lives. It's entering the garden, it's entering your home, and you can really, really feel how the heat of summer that's around the corner is sort of building up. And this obviously also means that the heat is also building up in your life. What does that mean? That I don't know if you've seen it on my Instagram, but I also shared a little prompt about it. But May is really a month to get super, super, super concrete. Like, you really want to get extremely concrete on what it is that you are calling in. And not only the feeling part, because of course we've gone through autumn, we've gone through winter, so we've did like a big part of feeling into what it is that we are calling in. But now spring is also, it's a season of doing. So now it is really, really the time to start doing things. So when you think about what you are calling in, when you think about your dreams in 3-6 months from now, when you feel into that, how can you make this very concrete? Like, what is a first step, a very tangible step you can already do today to start moving towards your desired reality? Because it's really, really the time now to start making things very, very concrete. Like, super concrete, super detailed. Also, just asking yourself, like, can I get there by myself? Like, whatever it is that you are calling in, or do you need help? If you need help, now is the time to ask for help. Why is now the time? Because we are in spring, you know? Spring is all about, it's all about fresh new energy. You can also feel it, like the gardens, nature is very, very lush right now. It's so green, it's so potent. The earth is so fertile. I mean, we just celebrated May Day or Beltane, which is all about every, like, all the fertility, all the abundance you can already see in nature right now. And the beauty, especially now when you look to nature, like, it's not, it's really fertile, you know, it's green, it's full of life, because sun is out, but it's not like the heat is not too much just yet. So it's not that the soil is dried out, there's not enough water or anything like that. It's really like this beautiful, fresh, new energy, and everything is just blooming so easily. And this is the same when we look at ourselves, you know. Spring is a time where quite often, well, I'm not talking about eclipse season, because I mean, that was that was a different story. But during spring, especially mid towards end spring, we tend to have way more energy. And we also tend to look at our lives with a very, very positive attitude, a positive mindset. And so whenever you think about the things you are calling in, ask yourself, like, do I need help from someone, or can I do it by myself? And when you need help from someone, now is a really good time, because everyone's still like full of fresh energy. People have time to listen to you. People have time to create space for you for whatever it is that you're asking. So now is really, really a good time to also put yourself out there. Also, if you are an entrepreneur, start making yourself visible so people can actually see you, like people can feel the person you are and connect with you in this way. So it's a really, really beautiful time to put yourself out there, to start making things very, very concrete, and really take your first step today. Okay, that said, the fact that spring or summer, I mean, is around the corner, and the heat of summer is around the corner, the fire of summer is around the corner, can also bring a certain challenge in our lives. Because of course it's beautiful. I mean, we all love when the sun is shining, right? We all love when there are, well, I mean, I'm not going to speak for everyone, because honestly speaking, I absolutely adore colder days. So, but most people love it when it gets warmer, when it gets sunnier. It's a really, really beautiful vibe as well. And it's like these days where time goes by so fast. It's like, and also since you tend to have a little bit more energy, it's like you do so many things in one day, and it seems like your energy is never, never ending. But the challenge about summer is that sometimes it's very easy to sort of burn yourself out with this heat of summer, which is very, it's both, like it's a very literal thing to say, because it's literally like the heat of the summer, you know, you feel the heat of the summer, as in it's really getting warmer and all of that, and you feel the heat of the sun. But there is also a specific heat inside of your body, like you're all fired up, you're really very much in your fire element, you're very like passionate about things, and how to say it, like it's really just like, it's what I'm basically trying to say, that it's really a challenge to bring in the yin element, to bring in the feminine during these specific months, during this season, because everyone is so out there. It's all like you're just moving through life, and it all seems to be very easy because the fire is always on, you know, if you're always going and going and going and going. But for some people, me included, who are very much yin oriented, or at least maybe not even yin oriented, but know that they actually need a lot of time by themselves to sort of recharge and to reconnect with their energy, this can be quite a challenge during summer, because summer can ask a lot of us. Like, there was a family party here, then your friends are asking you out for dinner, then there was this concert, then there was this poetry slam evening, then there is this uproar. Like, it's never ending. It's like in summer there are so many social activities on the list, and it can be quite a challenge to also carve out some time for yourself. That's also why I asked in my Instagram stories, I think it was yesterday, or maybe the day before, probably the day before, yes, that I asked you, like, is it easy for you to make time for yourself during spring and summer? And most of you said that it was actually, like, sometimes it happens, but it is harder. And I think we all feel that on a collective level, that it is harder for ourselves to really take that time for ourselves, like taking those morning rituals and morning practices, and really carving out some time of like, okay, I'm going to do a meditation or whatsoever, or just journaling a little bit or anything, just making that sacred time for ourselves can be really a challenge during spring and summer, especially the late spring, and the heat of summer. I mean, I think we all know that. And so this is something which is good to be aware of, because when you are being aware of it, you can decide for yourself, okay, I'm going to do things differently this year. Because I know for me personally, and I was speaking for you, I'm speaking in your words, like maybe you feel for yourself personally that you actually thrive better when you also have enough time for yourself. So let's make a deal here. Let's just decide in this very moment that this spring and summer, you are going to carve out a little bit more time for yourself simply because you deserve it. What do you think about that? Well, good idea, Moika, but easier said than done. I know. And this is where the library comes in. And I'm going to share a little bit more about the library. I don't know if you've seen it, but I just shared it yesterday. All my stories is that I'm bringing the library back. And it's been a long, long time since the library was offline. But I have decided to increase my rates towards the end of May. So I wanted to give everyone an opportunity to still join my programs at the rates they are in this moment. So then I thought by myself, well, actually, it's the perfect moment to open the library. Why? Because this is basically, it's a learning platform. Well, like it's this beautiful, it's like a sanctuary. I like to see the sanctuary. And it's a collection of some of my programs, which are very, very dear to my heart. Till that extent that I actually still myself tune into the programs and do some of the practices I recorded because they are just so potent. And the beauty of it is that there is a variety. So there are practices of 6 minutes, like for example, an EFT tapping of 6 minutes. There are also EFT tappings of 10 minutes. There is hypnosis from 10 minutes or 20 minutes, but there is also yogic practices from 60 to 90 minutes. There's even like a sound bath, guided sound bath, which is beautiful to do just before you sleep from about 15 minutes. Like the beauty of this sanctuary, of this library, is that it becomes your space and you can take it with you wherever you go. You know where I'm trying to go? This is the beauty and the incredible potency of this library is you can take it with you wherever you go. So that means that during spring and summer, where we tend to be so out there and we're more outside than we are inside, we literally don't want to spend time behind our computer, right? Well, this is the beauty of it because it's not only on your computer. You can actually freaking download the app on your phone. So you can just take it with you wherever you go. Like even you literally just have to put on a headset and you're up, you're ready to go because you don't even have to look at the videos. Well, of course, when you do yoga, unless you know all of the poses, then you can do it. But for yoga, you will have to have a look, but you can also do that on your phone. But for all the rest, like EFT, tapping, hypnosis, meditation, sound bath, and all of that, you literally just have to put your headset or your earpods on and you're ready to go. So that means that even when you're waiting for the bus, you can tune in for 5 minutes with yourself. When you are sitting at the beach, you can do a practice for yourself, maybe hypnosis while you are bathing in the sun. Or maybe you're working in the garden and you feel like tuning in with yourself. The possibilities here are endless. And that is why I wanted to open this library again, because I know for me myself, it's been a really beautiful tool to just continue to tune in with myself on a daily basis, even if it's just for 5 minutes. And even more incredible is I've decided to give you lifetime access. My goodness. That's pretty wild. I mean, to be fairly honest, there are some really, really beautiful practices in there. Even really beautiful rituals, like there is also yoni steaming, breast massage, all of that. It's all in there and you will have lifetime access to it. Even for those who have followed or have been willing to follow Free Yourself, it's also included. So Free Yourself, I'm sorry, I'm going to get back to something else in a minute, but just want to explain this, especially for people who have been feeling like I would like to experience some more freedom in my life, but I'm not sure how to get there. It's really hard for me to get away from this 9-to-5 mentality. It's all in there. Free yourself is freaking part of it. And to be fairly honest, it's one of the programs I'm most proud of, because it puts you into this, how do you say it? Like, it puts you onto this train of transformation and breaking through all the limiting beliefs and patterns that no longer serve you to really experience the freedom in the definition what it means for you. So that's beautiful. And now I'm going to stop talking about it. But you can find all the information in the description. Oh yes, by the way, one thing may be good to know is that I've decided to add a little discount, which is still valid today and tomorrow. I will also link it in the description. And on another note, what I wanted to share as well is that with spring and summer around the corner, well, spring is already here, but summer is around the corner, this is also a really, really, really beautiful time to nurture your relationships. In autumn and winter, we tend to be more like by ourselves. We tend to be more in our own cocoons, which is beautiful. But then in spring and summer, it's really beautiful as well to carve out some special time with the people that you really love. Like, it can be your partner, it can be your best friends, maybe a friend that lives further away, and now maybe you can carve out some time to visit her or visit somewhere in the middle, I don't know. But this is a really, really beautiful time to nurture your relationships. Why it's easier? It's becoming easier for you to give again. Autumn and winter are times that we need to give to ourselves. Spring and summer are times that we can give more to others. Which is also, by the way, to come back to free yourself, a beautiful time as an entrepreneur, or if you are willing to become an entrepreneur, to start putting yourself out there, because it's a time where it's easier for you to give to the outside world. It's easier to give to others. So that also means in your business. So maybe a library can be something for you. No, but back to relationships, like with partners or friends. This is a really, really, really beautiful time. Especially sometimes we can feel or observe that after autumn and winter, it can be that we feel that we are struggling a little bit with our relationships. Why? Because sometimes it's just asking too much of our energy to be giving to others, as we are trying to fill our own cups a lot during autumn and spring, winter. And there's also like a lot of self-reflection going on. There's a lot happening inside of your body, in your inner landscapes. So this can make it quite challenging at times to have enough space and energy to give to others as well, to hold space for others as well. And this is something which obviously is important in relationships. But maybe you have felt like, I feel like maybe we're not making that much time for each other any longer, whether it's a romantic relationship or a friendship, or even with your parents or siblings or nephews or nieces or whatever. But whenever you feel, when you think about your relationships, like, do you feel that there are some relationships where you would love to put some more love into the relationship? Then now is a really, really good time. Also to try out new things. You know, spring is all about trying out new things, getting out of your comfort zone, being wild, being crazy, letting your inner child out. Maybe also, especially in romantic relationships, sometimes we feel that the fire, like the flame is, how do you say it? Like, it's getting down, like it's no longer lighting up as it was before. Then these months can be a really beautiful time, even before the heat of summer, so still during spring, to go on a date and try something new, do something you've never done before together. Like, really sort of illuminate that fire again by doing things that you haven't been doing before, trying out new things, but also playing. Spring is all about playing, about being, just acting like a child and embracing that maybe you, I don't know, like how can you bring in some more play in your life? Even if it's like, it can be just a game, but it can also be like what I'm thinking now is like, it's so funny in the snow that everyone starts throwing snowballs at each other. Maybe you feel like throwing balls at each other. I don't know. But bring some more play. Like maybe you feel like throughout the day, like breaking the cycle of just usual life, you know. Let me just check because my laptop was locking itself again. I don't know why this is happening. Maybe you feel like, for example, let's say you're both working at home. Maybe in the middle of the day, someone can put like crazy music on and you just start dancing together. You know what I'm saying? Breaking the habits you already have, bringing in something new. And the same applies to regular friendships, you know, but also with your parents and everything. If you feel that there might be some stagnation in your relation, how can you bring some more play? How can you bring in something you've never done before and get to know each other on different levels? But also, like, maybe you feel like having a picnic somewhere in nature, just going out of the things you usually do and making some more time for both of you, if that makes any sense. So, because I feel like, I also personally feel like with myself that in my relationship with my partner, that now is so beautiful to just see how we do more things like outside and everything and playing around and working in the garden together and all of those things. But also just asking yourself, like, how can I nurture this relationship better, you know? Just going to sip a little bit water. I feel like this is so important, and especially because I know relationship wise that a lot of relationship tend to have like a little dip after summer, where they're like overthinking everything and not sure, like, is this relationship really nurturing me? Is this really how I want to continue living my life? And this is where it can be so beautiful to do something completely out of context, like really thinking out of the box, like doing something you've never done before. I don't know, just being crazy and doing something out of your patterns, you know, out of the rhythm. And it can be so beautiful to just feel into what can emerge from that space when you give some more time to simply play. So yeah, yes, I think I might leave it here. I feel like getting concrete, making time for yourself, which the library can be very beneficial, playing around, nurturing your relationships are a very, very good one to continue at least this week, to maybe focus on during this week. And also put yourself out there, make yourself visible, and receive, allow yourself to receive as well. But don't forget to give to the ones you really love as well. So yeah, I'm wishing you a beautiful, beautiful week, and I cannot wait to talk with you soon.
And that's a wrap. The episode is over. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. If you enjoyed it, please, 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 it would be amazing if you could share with others by tagging at She and Her Matcha or IKA_UWA. Sending you so, so, so much love. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to check the description.